At Avocado, we know that not all mattresses are created equal. While other beds trap heat, ours sets it free. Made without polyurethane foams and crafted with natural latex, cotton, and wool. Breathable, comfortable, and supportive. No overheating, just clean, organic sleep that performs. Save 15% on our award-winning mattresses this July 4th sale. Avocado, celebrate organic. Shop at avocadomattress.com or leading retailers nationwide.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Is having a moment again. From fitted wardrobes and window seats to media walls and bespoke kitchens, our Home Squad panel this Thursday afternoon: Jenny Sheehan from Workers College and Social Media, and Jenny Butler, of course, Jennifer Ann Interiors as well. Thank you so much for joining us on the programme today. Right, where do we start if we're thinking about bespoke carpentry, Jenny?
Bespoke, and I'm into it because I have a small house, and really when your house is tiny or there's any, you know, odd shaped walls or anything, you do have to go bespoke to a certain extent because it definitely makes the best use of the space. But obviously it's not always the most cost effective. You might not always need to do that. So I think if you're thinking about doing it, there's probably three lenses to approach it at. One is the materials. Maybe you can get those materials yourself. That's fine. Two is though the installation and the craftsmanship. You know, is that something you can put together yourself from a box, or do you need someone who knows what they're doing, especially if there's any maybe electricity involved, lighting, etc. And that's number three. And then the third is the design, right? Because especially for kitchens, I think there's huge value in a really, really good kitchen designer who can map out the functionality and not just kind of say, do you want this here and do you want that there and what size do you want, but can really make your kitchen work for you. So those are the three lenses to look at it through. I think not just, you know, can I do it myself?
Do you think your people, Jenny, put off when they hear kind of, you know, bespoke or fitted or handmade? Like there is instantly this, oh God, this is going to be mad expensive.
Yeah, I think the word custom and the word bespoke can either turn you on or turn you off, to be honest. And I think I always think, you know, Pinterest and Instagram are brilliant now for ideas. And I think if budget is the big key, you know, I always think the word dupe is great for everything. So, you know, you can go on Pinterest, get ideas, stuff, as Jenny's saying there, like, you know, if it's a media unit, something more straightforward, maybe the base and the carcass is something like IKEA. Mm. Like there's beautiful companies now. There's a really beautiful company I saw recently, Jenny, you've probably seen them, called Schomer Moldings.
Yeah.
Like you can buy beautiful detailed like rope molding, scallop and everything like that, and create like a shaker detail on the front of the cabinet. So it gives you this details instead of having like a flat panel door. It just gives it like a more bespoke finish, I suppose, without paying bespoke prices. So like that kind of thing, I think I'd be really into that kind of stuff now.
Yeah, it's funny. I literally just finishing off a kitchen project. I had to redo my kitchen, and I can tell you, I basically designed the whole kitchen from TikTok. Yeah, TikTok 15-second videos. That's where I got all the ideas from.
But then I think if you feel confident in those three things, in the design, in the installation, and in the materials, that you're choosing the right materials and you're handy, go for it. Absolutely. Like I would give anything a go.
Maybe not sorry. Can I just clarify? When I say designed it, I mean, I got the ideas. Christ, no, I didn't build anything. You're joking me. No. I got the ideas from the TikTok videos. I got professionals.
I was picturing there with the saw and everything, Andrea.
Oh, no, Jenny, you don't know me well at all.
I'm in the sink underneath the counter.
I can barely hang a picture. Like, no, this is definitely not my area of expertise. But it is where I stole the ideas from, that I'll phrase it like that. But I do see more and more people now looking for those kind of the media units. The bookshelf, you know, all of this kind of stuff.
And and I think you can definitely, there's a middle ground to be had as well, because a lot of stuff, you know, as you said, Jenny, you can get flat pack stuff. Most of the interiors and the carcass of anything that you're getting is probably the same no matter what route you go. And a lot of it can be down to those finishing details. And even with those flat pack pieces, if you're pretty handy or you get someone in, you can put it together and then you can just trim it off and make sure it's flush at the walls. It's not a huge extra step.
Listener questions for Jenny Sheehan, Jenny Butler, 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. This texter would love a bespoke bookshelf in a small area at the top of their landing. They've been quoted 15 1,000 euro.
Oh, no.
Is that normal? Come on.
No.
Or is that a joiner that put the price up because he doesn't want to do it?
He doesn't want the job.
I'm going to go with the second option. I have a rule now because, to be honest with you, we have such limited resources and such high demand for everything. Like all the new builds as well have like no joinery in them. So, you know, carpenters can kind of pick and choose whatever they want. So I'm saying to everyone now, three quotes. We're just getting three quotes for everything. Mm. And then I never say to people typically to go with the cheapest one. I kind of like to go with the middle ground one, to be honest, but at least you have a good gauge. Like, I mean, even down to everything like house surveys, you could have a difference of 400 quid. So it's definitely worth doing it, spending a bit more time doing research. That 15,000 now is giving me
they
red
don't want
flag,
it.
Red flag.
Gold.
Yeah.
In a small area.
What's it made of?
At the top of the landing.
It's someone who doesn't want the job. And that's a tough thing with those smaller jobs because they, you know, the tradespeople don't want them. They're too busy. So yeah, shop around more.
This listener is asking, the problem though with kind of the bespoke with the custom made stuff, does it mean it's pretty much permanent? Like, can you really justify taking it out?
No, well, you can't be. If you're taking it out, you're generally talking about ripping up your walls at least a little bit. And then there's a big patchwork job to be done. So you are talking about, I would say you're talking about permanent. Yeah. I mean, you're not taking it with you.
Yeah, I would agree. Like the only things that technically you could take with you, I mean, I've seen a lot of people build in smaller houses, you know, like the modular kitchen islands that are kind of on the wheel. Again, though, are you taking that with you? I don't know. I mean, if you're selling the house and they come up and show up after they've bought and it's gone, might be a bit of a tricky one.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Doing up a bedroom, and I saw an IKEA hack for storage, buying different parts of the wardrobe and putting them together. Is it a recipe for disaster? Asks this listener.
No, I don't. Again, like, there's so many YouTube videos out there. Give it a go. What you really need to know about wardrobes that's important is you have to be able to attach them securely to the joists in the wall because they're heavy. They carry a lot of clothes. And obviously, you know, they're standing upright, so that's fine. But you do not want to be in bed when your wardrobe falls over. So if you are somebody who understands how to put these things together securely and understands how to attach them securely to the wall, then no reason not to go for it.
Yeah.
I was quoted 13,900 euro for three wardrobes in three very small wardrobes and three small bedrooms.
I'm happy to give everyone my hack for wardrobes. That's what I did because I couldn't afford them at the end of my budget. So I went and got the Elfa system, which is just this kind of rail system that you screw into your studs. And then I got the doors made, my builder did, in the panelling centre. And it looks like perfect built-in wardrobes and it was really cheap.
Yeah. And God love me, I thought I read the invoice wrong. I didn't see the one, so I thought the quote was for 3,900.
Did you go for it?
No, I did not. I got the same thing in IKEA for about 2,000.
You had to pay that.
You know, 13,900!
You know, when I was a student actor, I remember living in Ranelagh, you know all the old houses there where it's like all conversion to the apartments and my bedroom was probably a living room at one point, so there was the alcove, you know, on a close of fireplace each side, and bless him, my dad, I got him just to drill clothes rails. You're not supposed to do this now, but clothes rails either side of the alcoves, and then I just put coffee tables in underneath, so then I got the two shelves from the coffee tables for the clothes and then everything hanging then above them.
That's very
just
clever.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
I want to put up a bookshelf over a door and down both sides.
Yeah.
Is it a big job or am I going to regret it? Listener wondering.
Again, it's the same as the wardrobes. You have to know where where the studs are. And that's it.
I think if you're doing it downstairs, I would always think, you know, it's lovely to have really nice, you know, beautiful wardrobes and everything upstairs. But the reality is you're only sleeping up there. If the budget goes allow for it, I would say sometimes it is nice to invest in the nicer stuff downstairs. Again, it's very much saying
if
the budget does allow for it.
Who is going around opening the wardrobes, looking at what material
they are?
I just think it's such an utter waste of money.
Yeah.
Listener wants to put storage in the understairs of their house. It's a tight space. Am I better off to get a joiner in to create something? Or could I possibly do this myself?
Under the stairs is tricky. Have you seen actually those systems where there's, I can never remember the name of the company, but they do all the little drawers you know, down the side. A few people have raved about them, but they're very, very good. And I don't think they're mad money.
So that's kind of, that means you just have, you've got like maybe 10 different, where the understairs part is cut out. And yeah. then there's like 10 different
compartments.
Yeah,
on it.
Drawers or mm-hmm. presses or something yeah. is one way of doing it.
I think it's worth it because it's an odd shape. So you're not going to get anything off the shelf that'll fit into it. So mm-hmm. I'm with you. I think it's worth getting someone in to do it because then you have it really nice and flush with the stairs. And these are people who do that one job over and over and over. So, you know, you can get it done.
Especially if it's straight flight. It's very, and because the other thing as well, you know yourself, if you're kind of, if you have the door, you're kind of leaning in underneath, it's dark, you know, you're never going to, it's like the cupboards, I think, or the upper cupboards, you're never going to access what's at the very back. Whereas at least it's all drawers, you can easily see what you yeah. have to get access to. It's more user friendly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're talking about maybe bringing a joiner in to get ideas, or I would just put in TikTok understairs storage ideas.
I go for one of those companies. I'm like that with kitchens, where it's good to go to the companies that do it over and over again because they have all the tricks. They've made all the mistakes. You know, this is their bread and butter. So they know what works and what works well. So I think it is worth going to a company that does that specifically.
The benefit, so somebody who has, I went round and priced a load of the kitchen companies, big ones, small ones, and I didn't end up going with the cheapest option. Mm-hmm. I went with like, you know, a family run mm-hmm. carpenter and builder, and I went with them rather than the big kitchen companies. But you get more for it, particularly in a small space. They have, you know, they're more creative. They can come up with better ideas.
They just know what works. You know, they do, like they do it all day. It's worth it.
Any suggestions for a small area in the front porch for shoes and coats? We'd love a little storage press, but the shop ones are too big.
Oh yeah, I think IKEA actually even do a little storage press, don't they? Where you like, they're like the bottom part of it is almost like a bin that comes out, and there's like shoe pressing because it's quite narrow, so the shoes almost get stored like vertically as mm-hmm. opposed to horizontally, and you pull it out like a bin on a tilt almost. So there's a good option there. I always think though, in your front, I've no issue with there being like a nice kind of coat stand in a front hall. I know people always want to kind of bury the coats behind things, but I mean, if you, in my household, ideally I would have, you know, your bubble jacket for throwing on, walking the dog, and like one or two coats on the coat stand. But I try if I can to keep the other ones upstairs if possible.
Are you hiding coats?
No, I have them out, and I regret it a little bit, to be honest, because there's something, we were saying this the other day, there's something about Ireland. We need a lot of coats because the weather is so changeable. We have summer and spring and waterproof and not waterproof, blah, blah, blah. So every household tends to have quite a lot of coats. I think what's handy is a bit of a hybrid of your suggestion is where there might be one or two hooks where your daily coat is up there and the rest of them are behind doors. So there's one or two hooks somewhere or that coat stand. But then also there is the kind of full length, you know, cupboard where you can hide the rest of them.
Finally, listener wants to put a larder in their kitchen. Small space though. Suggestions?
Get that done professionally.
Absolutely.
Oh God, yeah. I did that. It's only about 30 centimetres, if even, in width. Like, it is the tiniest, skinniest, slimmest little larder you've ever seen in your life.
Is it the full height
one?
Yeah,
it's a full length one, and you pull it out. It's like a workout trying to open this thing.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
100%.
I'd be a big advocate for them.
Big advocate.
We've a mountain of coats under the stairs, as this listener. We definitely don't need as many as we think, though, in Ireland. That's according to one of our listeners.
That's probably
true. Emails, lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. Thanks a million to the Home Squad this Thursday. Jenny Sheehan from Workers College and Social Media, and Jenny Butler, who you can find at Jennifer Ann Interiors.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.